Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. What's next for former President Trump in the classified documents case? Finding someone who's cleared to look at those documents. Attorney Mark Zaid, who's handled many national security cases, says Trump's legal team has a big choice ahead.
They're going to have to decide who among them is going to ask for a security clearance in order to see the classified documents and litigate the pretrial motions under what's called the Classified Information Procedures Act.
Zaid says prosecutors handling the case will also have to get cleared and educate themselves on how to conduct a case involving classified documents. Lots of the South, especially Florida, will feel the heat today. Feels like temperatures topping 105 degrees. In Miami, Fire Lieutenant Pete Sanchez says the usual advice applies.
If you're doing strenuous activity outside, try to avoid it. Maybe take it inside as well. And the important thing is the water. And something we stress, that we always stress, not only today, is don't leave your children or your pets unattended in the vehicles.
From Texas to Georgia, the issue is a big front that will bring big winds, hail, tornado, even the straight-line wind event called a derecho. The severe weather could affect as many as 30 million people. We'll find out later today if the Federal Reserve does what most experts expect, put a hold on interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings. Fed officials have hinted they could soon skip a rate increase to give themselves time to assess the effects of their changes so far. The Consumer Price Index shows a big increase in grocery prices over the past year, up an average of 6% in the past year. One item gone down? Eggs, from that huge spike earlier this year. The price of Bud Light may be unchanged, but its status as the USA's top-selling beer is over. Modelo Especial takes the top spot, knocking Bud Light from the perch it's held for more than 20 years. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a new survey on what we think about what's known as the abortion pill.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans now think the drug mifepristone should be available to women seeking an abortion. Since its approval in 2000, Gallup's approval numbers on the drug have fluctuated. A federal judge in Texas recently reversed the FDA approval, and that's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. 41% of Republicans approve of the drug compared to 63% of independents and 86% of Democrats. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A jury's awarded a former Starbucks manager more than $25 million after it ruled that she was fired because she's white. The case goes back to 2018 when Shannon Phillips was fired from her job as a regional manager around Philadelphia. At one of those stores, two black men were asked to leave and were arrested when they refused. It led to boycott calls to Starbucks, and it closed all of its stores nationwide for a day for racial sensitivity training and fired Phillips as a regional manager. In Texas, the so-called Crown Act is now law.
I think many people have not recognized and understood the beauty, the quality, individual cultural aspects of care.
The head of the Texas chapter of the NAACP, Gary Bledsoe, is praising the new law. It bans schools and employers from declaring that some hairstyles, like braids and locks, violate dress codes. Texas joins about 24 other states that have passed similar laws. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of BringinBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, just like you and most of America, still in shock, not surprised with what they're doing with the 45th president of the United States. I mean, they are hijacking our country here, Megan, in a way that is it's unforgivable.
Yeah, and you can tell who they fear most, meaning the Democrats. You can tell that they fear Trump the most when it comes to going up against Biden, who has many of his own problems. You know, Bill, I was asking my friend last night, I said, how many shell accounts, and he's a successful guy, I said, how many shell companies have you opened up so you can accept money from foreign nationals and foreign countries? And that's what and the FBI have known about the Biden crime syndicate since 2017.
Exactly. At least.
At least. Yeah. We're finding out more and more every day. And thank God we won the House.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't win the House, I wish we would have won the Senate, obviously. But if we didn't win the House, all this stuff would have been continued to be buried and probably destroyed.
Well, it started with Donald Trump, Megan. Megan exposed, you know, he exposed the deep state. And he just started to pull the veil back, and they were freaking out for 4 years, doing everything they could to resist and kneecap him at every turn. And the very thing that they were accusing Trump of was the very thing that they were doing. That's why they knew how to play the game, and they were in front of it, because they were the ones that were doing it.
Exactly. And all these trumped-up charges, no pun intended, but all these trumped-up charges on mishandling classified information and seven or so charges, which led to the indictment. Joe Biden did worse. He was storing classified information at all various locations. His garage next to his Corvette, in basically an empty office building, which is another shell of his nonprofit. And you have to wonder, especially with the Hunter Biden laptop and the incriminating evidence found on that, outside of just the drug use, the incriminating evidence found on that, what else was Biden blackmailed for? Because that was my main concern. Knowing that the laptop was real, we weren't the only ones that had the hard drive or some computer technician in Rhode Island somewhere.
Right.
You know, we aren't the only country that has that incriminating evidence. And now you look at, for example, Jeffrey Epstein, just calling him in. He used his power and influence and connections in order to what? Blackmail. He blackmailed people into silence. He threatened to expose them. And this is exactly what I believe how the Biden family, because they have taken and been bribed and taken so much money and created 10 different shell companies, quote unquote mishandled classified information as the figurehead, meaning Biden, as the president of our country. How dangerous is that, and how vulnerable are we with him as president?
Well, and beyond that, Megan, beyond the bribery implications, you've just got out and out right, you know, pay for play corruption that's going on. Somebody has sent me this, you know, kind of a meme, you know, or it's probably not, maybe that's not the right term, but anyway, it was a demonstration here of, you had a picture of Biden in the left corner, the right corner you had Pelosi, you've got John Kerry in the lower left, and in the lower right you've got Mitch Romney. And it has the statement says, what are the odds of four people all having children working for the Ukrainian gas companies? Okay, think about that. Okay, these are what Miranda Devine referred to as princelings. You know, whether it's Hunter Biden, family members, you got Nancy Pelosi's family, of course, you know, John Kerry and Mitt Romney all involved. And so what it opens in my mind here is that maybe the reason why Joe Biden made the move that he did regarding our energy was to reinforce his investment in what was going on here in Ukraine and in these other countries where he's getting some kickbacks, you know, through the energy sector. And part of the deal is he's got to crash us. If he crashes us, then his investment there in these other countries, in Ukraine and other places, increases. Does that seem to make sense, or am I just losing my mind over this? I just think there's some connectivity here.
Well, and yeah, I was listening to actually the radio last night driving around, and the head of the committee that's investigating all of this that met with Christopher Wray, is it Comer, I think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, Comer, the oversight, yeah.
Right, you know, and he was saying, you know, with these documents, there's more documents to come.
Exactly.
And now that Christopher Wray is finally actually cooperating, it's amazing to me that he's still in charge.
Right.
Especially after he withheld this evidence, not just from the Intelligence Committee, but withheld the intelligence for what is this going on now? It was 2016. He's at 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was appointed by Trump, but he was still involved, or at least he's in charge, right? So it's
right.
As soon as he got in, as soon as Trump appointed him and he realized that the FBI was just sitting on this information, don't you think he had a duty?
Well, without
actually,
a doubt.
Instead of investigating parents and pro-lifers.
Exactly. Well, and even on the Hunter Biden laptop, they sat on that and they knew it was valid a year before the election. And they try and move the dates around. I mean, you hear Hakeem Jeffries and these other Democrat apparatchiks speaking and that, and they're trying to lay out a different narrative and timeline. They sat on this. They knew that it was valid. They knew it wasn't Russian disinformation. But yet they went ahead and joined with social media and 51 national security advisors, including, what was it, 4 CIA directors, you know, that all claimed and went along with that narrative that that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. How bogus. I mean, this is how corrupt that the deep state is, and, you know, why we are here right now in 2023, and it's got to be up to we the people to re-embrace our manifesto. Our manifesto, which links to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, has nothing to do with a party. Forget about the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. We have got to realign ourselves with these founding documents, the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. That's what's going to unite us and bring us together and make the difference that is necessary in order to reclaim our country and get the cabal, get the deep state out of there and rid this country of this rampant corruption that has been taking place and having its way for decades.
Well, right. And I think I said to you before on your show that without accountability, there will continue to be criminality.
Exactly,
the criminality,
right.
Because there hasn't been any accountability for at least a decade, it has manifested itself and metastasized into just a full-blown cancer, stage 4 cancer, whereby the only treatment that can really happen in order to save the country is to completely carve out that poison. Yeah. And that
Let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more for Megan after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman. After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. We've got Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She is also the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, as you were saying before we went to break, I mean, we have to really be intentional and serious about ridding this country of this metastasized corruption.
Right. That's the only way. And there needs to be some accountability at all levels of government, starting with the FBI, stripping the security clearances of those who breached their duty to the country, took an oath to the country, who served our country, and then used that power against the country. And that's where these security clearances need to be stripped. Why Adam Schiff still has his security clearance, why Eric Swalwell still has a security clearance after he was caught basically doodling around with a Chinese spy. Mm-hmm. And then, speaking of Chinese spies, let's look at Dianne Feinstein.
Yes.
She had a Chinese spy as a driver.
What, for 20 years or something like that?
For 20 years.
Exactly.
And she is still being wheeled around the Capitol by Nancy Pelosi's daughter. She's not coherent, much like Biden. And
John Fetterman, it's a disease within the Democratic Party. What's going on?
It really
here?
Is.
Yeah.
Well, I've always said that liberalism, and I was taught that liberalism is a mental illness, and here it is on full display.
Oh. Yes. Too much truth in that, sadly. But you're exactly, and this is the government that we're paying for. The government that's led us into debt of $32 trillion has absolutely ruined our reputation on the international stage. I mean, it galls me when first Barack Obama talked about, you know, America's standing and then how it was going to be so compromised when Donald Trump came into play. And, you know, and I think one of the immediate telling signs was when Trump went, if you remember, when he went to the Middle East and the Muslim countries came together, they gave him a sword dance, which is an honorable thing. I mean, for them to do that, I mean, it was like all, 55 of the Muslim states, the officials came together and gave him the honorary sword dance. They never did that for Barack Obama, but they did it for Donald Trump. What does that tell you?
Right, exactly. And you know, when I watched the election be stolen,
mm-hmm.
Completely, entirely, and no one can convince me otherwise. I don't care if they want to throw a foil tin hat on me. Mm-hmm. We all watched in real time for the first time in all of our lives that are still coherent and cognizant, unlike the president or Fetterman or Feinstein.
Right.
We watched for the first time in our lives them stop counting ballots. That normally in the history of this country, we had election night, meaning mm-hmm. we knew the results on election night.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, all of this, and just in the swing state, in the swing state, weird how that happened, right? Such a coincidence.
Yeah.
So if they can steal an election and get away with it, it's much easier to steal an election from someone now who is facing multiple charges of, you know, mishandling classified information, et cetera. I think it's going to be really difficult for Trump to get beyond this, around it, and out from under it. And I thought that DeSantis yesterday, I think he put out a statement basically in defense of Trump and how when he wins the presidency, how he'll, you know, clean it all up, as we've heard from Trump.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully DeSantis doesn't follow Trump's lead as far as putting the wrong people around him. You know, Trump wanted to drain the deep state, but he surrounded himself with the deep state. It's hard to do that when you have people working against you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is that, see, the infrastructure of the deep state and everything had already been pretty well rooted. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. I mean, there was a specific end in mind. And this was all part of the resistance when Donald Trump came in. And you're talking, Megan, you're talking thousands of bureaucrats that are well ingrained there, and they're ideologically fixed. It is the wrong gospel, wrong. They don't want to do the right thing. That's not what their definition of the right thing and our definition of the right thing are polar opposites. And they are fixed. I mean, you know, you speak of Dianne Feinstein when you know, she said to Amy Coleman Barrett during the hearing, in her qualification hearing, she said, "I sense the dogma in you runs deep." And it's interesting that she would use that term, because that's that is what happens in the deep state. That's what happens in Washington, D.C. You know, so much so that D.C. en masse is so infected. When you've got 96% of D.C. voting Democrat, that is dogmatic. And the dogma in the people that reside in D.C., the Beltway, the elected officials, boy, it is all one big happy kumbaya party, which is anti-American and the bottom line, because it has nothing to do with America's freedoms and liberty for all. It only has to do with how they can be served, not how they serve us.
Right. And that's exactly what's happened here, is that there has been so much, not only corruption, but centralized power. And what happens when you centralize power? Absolute power, absolutely corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So there really isn't a way out of this unless we win the next election. That's really all that matters. And it matters to not just in D.C., but in your own hometown.
Exactly.
You know, we've been looking at, for example, the Nevada legislature where I live, and I cover it for the Nevada Globe. And it is the DNC runs the state legislature, because the Democrats have a majority. It's not local Democrats. It's not your farmer, right, Democrat. These are rabid Marxist union organizers and teachers who are running, and, of course, the teachers that have rainbow flags and transgender flags adorned all over their office buildings at the Capitol. It's disgusting. You won't find an American flag.
Right.
But you'll find all the rainbow flags, the transgender flags, even before Pride Month started. Our governor is a Republican. And they looked at all of his legislation and basically threw it in the trash. And that legislation was school choice. It was opportunity scholarships. It was crime reduction. It was voter integrity, including voter ID. They took all of his. There was no bipartisanship. There is no such thing as bipartisanship. This is a blood sport to Democrats.
Right.
This is an absolute blood. So I was talking to a consultant, of course, the other day, and they're about as worthless as Karl Rove. And they said, well, we need moderate Republicans to win. Moderate. But I looked at him, I said, moderate? Moderate to what?
Yeah, exactly.
Moderate to the Marxist Democrats that we're up against right now? No, we need somebody, and I wouldn't call DeSantis a moderate.
No.
I wouldn't call Trump a moderate. And so it's really important for people not to only just, you know, keep their eyes on the prize, and basically, if this is not a red wave, as it was unfortunately predicted in 22, which never, I just don't look at the polls anymore,
mm-hmm.
It really depends on people showing up. If Americans want to fight for this country, they're going to have to fight during early voting. They're going to have to fight during ballot harvesting. They're going to have to fight on Election Day. And that's where the prize is.
And it would seem like the National Republican Party is waking up finally after getting their butt kicked after all these years to do something about it. It's like, look, if the rules are the rules, and you got to play by the same rules. And if they're ballot harvesting and they're getting away with it, that's what we got to do. That's you know, we got to level out the playing field. That's what's going on. Well, she's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barth has been with us. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks so much, Bill.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Would you?
USA News Update. What's next for former President Trump in the classified documents case? Finding someone cleared to look at the documents, the defense team must choose someone to apply for permission to view some of the classified documents at the center of the case. Lots of the South, especially Florida, will feel the heat today. Temperatures topping 105 in the feels-like category. Miami Fire Lieutenant Pete Sanchez says the usual advice applies.
If you're doing strenuous activity outside, try to avoid it. Maybe take it inside as well. The important thing is the water. And something we stress, that we always stress, not only today, is don't leave your children or your pets unattended in the vehicles.
From Texas to Georgia, the issue is a big front that'll bring winds, hail, tornado, even the straight-line wind event called a derecho. We'll find out later today if the Fed does what most experts expect, put a hold on raising interest rates for the moment. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, after the Russian occupation of Hungary after World War II, think about this. How does a boy escape his war-riddled homeland? How does an immigrant learn to thrive in a new place? Is the American dream real? Well, our next guest will tell you, in fact, without a doubt, it is. And John Zingula is here to share his incredible life story. It's from his new book, From Utopia to the American Dream. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, this is so important, you know, for us to hear stories. You know, for so many Americans, we take this American dream for granted. But for you, this is almost a miracle, isn't it?
It actually is. You know, especially in when I first came in the 60s and 70s, even through the 80s as well. Today, it's a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, but for you in the 60s, you came, and along the way, I mean, you did what so many other immigrants and migrants have done, is you work your tail off. You take on every job, you do everything you can to support yourself and support your family and increase your knowledge in this new country as you move forward. And before you know it, you kind of find yourself assimilating and being a part of this great American idea. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. The American dream is a possibility and is there for you to take. And it's like a yellow brick road. You walk on it, but you work like hell.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I like what you say, that it is a possibility. And I think this is what brings people and serves as a magnet for people to come to America, is this opportunity, this possibility. Let me just give me a chance to express my God-given talents and develop them, right?
Yes, exactly. And I was always wanting to be an actor, even childhood. Mm. Many other things, of course, policeman and soldier and all of that. But it stuck with me for a long time. My mother volunteered me in first grade to recite a poetry, and I liked it when they clapped. So it kind of, I think it kind of started that way. And when I came to the U.S., 3 months later, I got a scholarship for Wabash College, Indiana, which was a miracle. And I couldn't believe it. Everything was paid for. I even got $20 pocket money, believe it
or
not, a month. And then when I finished and came to California to find out what Hollywood is all about, that was a pretty difficult situation because I had I still had an accent and so forth. I think I still have one now, but
a little bit. That's okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. And I find out from a map seller to the Hollywood movie stars.
Homes of the Stars. Yeah, exactly.
Boulevard. What do you do? And he said, well, if you want to be an actor, then you have to learn and study and so forth. And I did a lot of, there's a lot of small theaters, you know, 20, 30, 50 seats.
Right.
And most actors that come to Hollywood go through that and do plays and so forth, and hope that some Hollywood directors and film producers come by and pick you for some part. Well, that's what I did. And I actually made a living at acting for about 10, 15 years. Unfortunately, I didn't. My goal was to get a lead in a series. And that never happened. But I was in the 60s and early 70s in all of the television shows that were playing at that time. You know, small parts, some large. I actually did a television, a television special, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was, I don't know if you recall Jack Webb's True.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was part of that. It was 2 hours. It was very unusual for a 2 hour television show. Most of them were half an hour or an hour maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wasn't satisfied, and I met so many actors that sacrificed their whole life trying to become a movie star. And I was a little bit more realistic than that, and I decided to derail myself from acting, starting businesses and so forth. And I ended up doing about 20 businesses. And the last one was really, really successful. It was a solar energy company that I formed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was called Solar Power International. And it was totally different than what you see on the rooftops, not panels. We actually took about three and a half years to figure out how to make steam from the sun. And we were successful and, you know, got partners, got money to start the company. And we actually, in those days, actually, what really helped us was that the government was riding on the power companies to do some alternate energy and get involved with that. And of course, they all wanted to build a smart, prototype of our technology, and so that they can show that we are involved. And what it turned out to be a very big thing. Right now,
well, from acting to solar energy developer, this is amazing. I mean, that in itself is a story, right, John? John, we got about three minutes left here, but I want to talk about in all your experience, And you look back, you know, what are the golden nuggets that you pass on to the next generation and say, look, this is the most important lesson that I learned that will help you. What do you tell them?
Never give up.
Yeah.
Never give up. Do your dream, just like the American dream. If you want to reach that, then never give up your dream. Whatever your interests are, try it. And if it doesn't work after a certain period of time, then do something else. But keep on working and doing. And mostly that something that you understand and something that you like to do. And that's what I, you know, it'll come through. I had other successful businesses, but slowly I learned how to do business in America. And then each one was a succession to the last one. And
right.
Learned more and more from it, and learned about partners, learned about banking and all of that. And so the last solar energy park that we did was 64 megawatts. So that's very large. Really
yeah,
large
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been amazing. John, what does the American dream mean to you?
American dream is to me is to succeed and succeed at something and live a good life, especially in your later when you don't have to work so hard. Success is it's not just how much money you have, but that you achieve something.
Yes.
You know, this is what gave me the solar energy business, because I didn't want to just buy a bunch of solar panels and put it on houses for somebody. Mm-hmm. But I came up with the idea of creating steam from solar energy, which was very unusual and very, very new. A lot of companies in the world try to do that. The French and the Israelis were very successful in trying to do it, but we were able to actually build a 64-megawatt power plant.
Hey, John, we're out of time here right now, but can you give me another 10 minutes? I want to hear more of your story. You got
sure.
a little bit more time? Okay, all right.
Yes.
We're going to go to break. We've got more from John Singola after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
I am a nut.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with the author. He's lived the life from Hungary to America, living the American dream from utopia to the American dream. John Singola continues with us. John, we have right now in America quite the influx of migrants and, you know, immigrants coming to the country. You have been there. You've done that. What would you say to them?
The immigrants themselves?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You know, the several million immigrants that come here illegally?
Yes.
What would I say to them?
What would you say to them? Because in a way, how this is going to work out is this is going to be an opportunity for them. Now, I say that with some conditions, because I am aware, sadly, that these immigrants are connected to cartels and other outside agencies. I assume that when you came here from Hungary, you weren't beholden to anybody other than your family.
That's right. I escaped from Hungary because Hungary was occupied by the Russian army. And when the Soviet Union collapsed, before the Soviet Union collapsed, there was a revolution against them by the Hungarians, and we actually were able to push the Russian occupational army back out of the country, but they reinvaded the country, and another some 20 years of occupation happened. But in 1956, I was involved in the revolution. Not in Budapest, because that's where the main fight occurred, and they devastated the city actually at that time, and I had to leave. My father was not in a communist party, and I had to leave, and I escaped from Hungary.
Uh-huh. How old were you then, John? How old?
20 years old. I'm 80.
20 years. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. You're still a young man. Yes, exactly. Well, good.
I would rather tell the government of the United States to wake up and not let 16, maybe it's going to be before the time is up, it's probably going to be 10 million people of all sorts in the country coming into the United States illegally. And it saddens me. When I escaped into Austria, and they interviewed me at the American embassy about 6 times. I had to go back every other week and more questions. health-wise and every which way. And I finally got the wonderful saying of, you can go to the United States.
Wow. Wow. So basically, during those interviews, they were vetting you. They wanted to find out, you know, how you could add to the American experience, right, in a sense?
Absolutely. Right. One other thing, I don't want to boast, but in those days and prior, mostly Europeans would come to the United States. And they had to bring something. Every European people knew something that they could restart here in the U.S. and be successful. Right. But I'm afraid that what the people that are coming across the border illegally today, and I understand it's about 4 or 5 million people now, they're... I hate to say that because I'm a refugee myself, immigrant myself, but they have no special knowledge to pursue. They're going to be farmers, the waitresses, the waiters, and so forth and so on for a long time. I don't know what's going to happen to them because all the problems, as you know, that are happening with all of them. But I feel sorry for them, and of course the cartels are included, and some of them, there are a lot of rapes and children.
It's disgusting what's happening to these people. The thing also that contributes to their potential effectiveness and opportunity is a government that thinks they know better, because they're just letting people in. I mean, here you go through 6-7 interviews to be vetted before you come to the country. They're not vetted. They're just welcomed in, and we have no idea if they're friend or foe. We have no idea what their health situation is. We've already had a resurgence of diseases that we haven't seen in 50 years, and now they're being reintroduced into the population here. All this stuff speaks of danger and irresponsibility by this government, in my humble opinion.
That's right. It saddens me. It saddens me. I mean, even though, like I said before, I'm a refugee myself, an immigrant, but it saddens me what's happening with them. And and not to speak of the all the drugs that are coming in with the cartels. And They pack these poor children and some adults to bring it across the border. And They control the border, you know.
See, all this stuff, John, what you're saying, gets in the way of them being able to realize the American dream, right?
Right, exactly. All of that gets in the way, that's right. But most of these immigrants are, I hate to say that, but non-educated. And what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Do they have an idea, an invention, or can they go to college to learn something? So they're going to be workers for the rest of their lives,
right?
And also taking away jobs from the American citizens.
Yeah, exactly. No, especially in those communities that they will gravitate to, which will be the minority communities, because that's what they know. Were you in your book, John, were you hesitant to share personal details about yourself and your family in this book? And did it affect how you told certain parts of your story?
As it happens, when I first got into college, I started making notes of some of the things that are happened to me, and I was able to remember all the way back to 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
I had some, because my father was working for the railroad, and we moved a lot, and I know when we moved from here to there, that city to that city, because of his job, it was pretty easy to remember. But after a while, it started, you know, thinking that maybe it should be a book. So I started making a first part of it in the book and continued on. And it became a book and published 2 years ago with Amazon.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, this is From Utopia to the American Dream. And while we have a minute here, John, remind everybody how they can get a copy of your book.
Yes. it's on Amazon. We also started a website for the book. It's called, the address of that is dreamusa.net.
Mm-hmm.
dreamusa.net. Mm-hmm. And it's existing now, but the only thing that it'll do right now is to drive people to the Amazon bookstore.
Right.
And but we're working on the rest of it, and it's going to be fantastic. Suggestions, what's in the book, a fantastic website, and mm-hmm. about 2 years ago in my life. But the book really should have been two books, because mm-hmm. one half of it deals with the peacetime in before the Second World War. It deals with the Second World War, after the Russians forgot to go home from Hungary, because the agreement was between the Allies that everybody goes home in 1947, and
exactly.
the people rebuild. And so, but the Russians, of course, forgot to go home, and that's why the Americans stayed in Europe. So that all the way to until I escaped and got to Austria is sort of one book. Which should have been one book. If I had that in mind back then, I would have wrote two books about it.
Right.
And the other half is what happened to me in the United States.
Right. Well, you see, in this book, they get a bonus. They get two books in one, they're definitely going to get their money's worth. You've had many careers and hobbies. We got about a minute and a half left here, John, throughout your life. What do you want to be remembered most as?
As an entrepreneur.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, because I, after the Hollywood venture, I was involved in about 20 different enterprises, and of course, I would like to. It's probably too much to ask to be remembered as an actor, because I never really made it into close to stardom, but I worked a lot. I made a living at it.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew a lot of other actors who kept on trucking, and they have never made it.
Are you blessed when people you must be blessed when people recognize you, right?
Oh yeah, yes.
From your acting career, that's great.
Yeah,
we got about 45 seconds left. Let's use this time to remind everybody how they can get. You know, their hands on your book, From Utopia to the American Dream, John.
Okay, well, it's on Amazon. Anybody can go on Amazon and either put my name on it or put the title on it into the book section of Amazon. And they make up the books. It's a blessing for authors, by the way.
Exactly. And let me spell your name for everybody, John Cingula. Cingula is Cingula. So check it out at Amazon, and of course it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. John Cingula, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thanks.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.